Those assembled at camp meeting. Loma Linda, California, April 10, 1909. To those assembled at camp meeting, dear brethren, I am instructed to urge all who shall attend the camp meeting to make this a special season of repentance and heart searching, and of cleansing the life from everything that would lead to a course of action that would dishonor the truth or cast a shadow of reproach upon the cause of God. Satan is rallying his forces to contend with the advancing work. He would bring reproach upon the work of God by setting brother against brother and bringing in the elements of suspicion and evil surmising. I am bidden to say to our people, do not devise evil one against another. Do not cherish unbelief in your hearts. Do not harbor suspicion against your brethren and sisters. This is one of the most successful ways in which Satan works to alienate the hearts of those who should be doing God's service. Spend much time in earnest prayer for your individual selves. Talk and act as if in the presence of God. During the past night, I seemed to be standing before a large company of believers. I was saying to them, now, at the very beginning of this meeting, is the time for you individually to search your own hearts and discern your individual needs. Have you committed wrongs and concealed them? If so, you have a work of confession to do. You have not to confess the sins of your neighbor or your brother, but you need to come to God in repentance and confession of your own wrongdoing. Let your hearts be humbled before God. Let your self-confidence be removed, and in a sincere and humble spirit, receive the blessings that God desires to give you at this time. Representations have been made to me of some who have borne witness against a brother or a sister, instead of going to the erring one and, in kindness and love, pointing out the wrong that has been done. Because of this, the happy union which they once enjoyed is broken up. My brethren and sisters, let everything of this character be put away. Confess your faults one to another, that you may obtain forgiveness and pardon, and that unity and peace may be restored to you. Guard the false tongue. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Be kind and courteous to one another. Do not wound Christ in the person of his saints. Disaffection began in heaven because Satan could not have the place he coveted. Disaffection and distrust had never before entered any heart. When Satan began his evil work, he did not himself see where it would lead. But the thoughts he entertained after a time were expressed in suggestions of evil, and these, diffused among the angels, led to the great rebellion which was the beginning of all the woe and misery that has befallen mankind. To those who are inclined to suspect others of wrongdoing and to charge their brethren with evil, I would say, please read in the book Great Controversy the chapter entitled The Origin of Evil. Bring home its truths to your individual hearts. Remember that it was the spirit of envy and evil surmising, cherished in the heart of the rebel angel, that began the evil work that opened the floodgates of woe upon our world. Satan is working in every church to spoil the flock of God. He seeks to lead brother to think evil of brother, and in this way he causes a great deal of grief and pain. I am instructed to say to every soul who professes to be a follower of Christ, keep your tongue from evil, and your lips that they speak no guile. Through self-exaltation, Satan works to ruin the soul, and his working may be seen in every church. My brethren and sisters, keep strict guardianship over your spirit. Guard your words, lest Satan lead you to repeat his own history. Guard your thoughts. In these closing days of Earth's history, Satan is working with desperate effort to seduce souls into sin. Keep your tongue as with a bridle. keep your thoughts upon the word of the living God. The same spirit that prompted rebellion in heaven is at work in our churches. I am instructed to bring to your attention the light contained in the book Great Controversy. If you have not this book, get it and read it prayerfully. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and Satan is making determined efforts to subvert the mind. Oh, that those who have for years been at war with the testimonies God has graciously given in warnings to save his people from the snares of Satan would come into harmony with the requirements of God. Light, precious light, has been given. In dealing with sin, God could employ only methods of righteousness and truth. Satan has sought to falsify the word of God, to misrepresent his plan of government before angels and men. Satan's rebellion has been repeated over and over again in the history of our race, a perpetual testimony as to the nature and results of sin and the working out of Satan's rule. Its sure effects on both men and angels speak loudly as to what will ever be the fruit of setting aside the light God sends and of rejecting his authority.